The Mackinac Center, it's pronounced Mackinac, but spelled Mackinac, N-A-C, is a free market think tank in Michigan funded by conservative donors, and it's caused a bit of a firestorm because it's filed a Freedom of Information Act request for emails from Labor Department professors in three Michigan state universities. That request in Michigan comes just days after the Republican Party in Wisconsin, just across Lake Michigan, filed a similar request for emails from a University of Wisconsin history professor. Evan McMorris Santoro is national correspondent for the political news website TalkingPointsMemo.com. They broke this story. So, Evan, what are the specifics of the Mackinac Center request in Michigan? This is a FOIA or Freedom of Information Act request.
Well, it's a pretty broad request overall. These are professors that teach labor studies at three of these state-funded schools. And the Mackinac FOIA requests have asked them for every email that they have sent or received talking about Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, Madison, the capital of Wisconsin, or Rachel Maddow from MSNBC. It's every email from January 1st to this week. It's a lot of emails specifically focused on the union fights going on in Wisconsin, and then I guess also Rachel Maddow for good measure.
Well, and Rachel Maddow has been very closely following those union fights, and the Mackinac Center says they don't have to discuss the requests because one doesn't have to, but you quote a Mackinac worker who said he imagines they want to see what the people in the Labor Studies Department are thinking about stuff in Wisconsin. And you also spoke with a professor, Roland Zullo. He's one whose emails have been requested. He says he imagines they're trying to catch professors in illegal activity. Now, this gets to the nub of this. What would be illegal activity?
Well, you know, these are state employees, and there are rules about them advocating for political outcomes on, state time. So Mackinac Center has long been a critic of these labor studies departments at these state universities and has accused them of being sort of in bed with labor. And the argument would be that maybe these professors were calling for the recall of Scott Walker or some of these Democratic policy initiatives that we've been seeing in Wisconsin. The professors deny this. They say, there's nothing in their emails that's against the rules. They haven't done anything wrong.
Well, and where does the request stand?
Right now, the universities have forwarded the requests to their general counsels. And so far, there's been no official word on what they're going to do with those requests.
This isn't the first time the Mackinac Center has made a FOIA request. Most recently, they made one for public school teacher emails. What happened there?
That was another argument about whether or not public school teachers were talking about going on strike, which is against the law in Michigan.
And again, to underscore, these are public school teachers, as the professors are in a state-funded school. So the thinking is that they can't be having these kinds of conversations on taxpayer time.
That's correct. They've also gotten FOIA request emails from professors before regarding a specific incident of a plagiarism scandal involving a professor at one of the state schools. Both of those FOIA requests are pretty targeted. And most reporters, I'm a reporter, we've definitely filed a number of FOIA requests, and most FOIA requests are usually fairly targeted. And these are really, really, really broad. One professor told me that, he's on a lot of listservs as part of his sort of keeping in touch with what's going on, as you would as someone who studies labor studies stuff, and that those listservs and all the emails that come into his inbox from those, just as part of him doing his research, would probably be subject to this FOIA were the FOIA to go forward.
Well, and the professors you've talked to have said it's unprecedented in that way, but you also quote one of them saying, look, we're not against FOIA requests. Everyone is entitled to one. But what? Is there a sense that this has sort of a chilling effect?
Yeah, I think that, as you mentioned earlier, how it connects with the case of the professor in Wisconsin being FOIA'd by the state Republican Party, there's a feeling that, at least from some from these professors anyway, and some advocates as well, that there's a feeling that this is sort of the anti-labor movement or maybe Republican Party-leaning people or conservative folks trying to stifle academic freedom that prevents them from doing their job. They don't want people looking over their shoulders all the time. As you said, the Mackinac Center has not said what they're doing, what they're using these for, and the universities, of course, haven't made any official response yet. But I do believe that I think it's pretty fair to say that the professors think that this is politically motivated.
Evan McMorris Santoro, national correspondent for the political news website, TalkingPointsMemo.com. Evan, thank you.
Thank you.